Hello and welcome to The Big Rewind, episode 7 of our podcast, where we talk about new movies and then go back and talk about older movies and review a film we saw recently. I'm here with Jamie.
Woo!
Who's already ruined this episode, like, with his first sound. How are you, Jamie?
Woo!
Oh my god. Let's get to the news, shall we? Are you ready, Jamie?
Yeah.
For the big news?
What the fuck?
A carpenter who is not Jesus.
Okay, that's where you go first.
Who worked on the set of Adam Sandler's film, That's My Boy!
Oh, yeah, with Adam Sandberg.
Andy.
Is it Andy? Andy Sandberg, sorry, yeah. Andy Sandberg.
There can't be two Adams in
one
movie.
Yeah, sorry, Andy Sandberg and Adam Sandler.
Yeah. A carpenter who worked on the set of that film. Yeah. Is suing Adam Sandler's company Happy Madison for not fitting a saw properly, and he got some of his fingers.
Oh, clean off.
Not clean off, but like kind of half severed.
Half severed.
Yeah, and he's like, he's saying that it's because they didn't make the equipment like.
Yeah, but it's America, man. Like, you're not gonna win that one.
I mean, he's suing them for like. Lot of money.
So I know, but the thing is that it's America.
But they already lost so much money with that movie in the first place. They don't need a fucking guy coming in just like, hey.
Yeah.
But I doubt he's going to win, really.
No.
Although they don't want the bad publicity, so maybe they'll just pay him off.
No, I know in this country, in the UK, we went a bit Sue Happy Mad a while with efforts like, did you have an accident recently that wasn't your fault? We'll get loads of money from other people, even if it's the NHS, and therefore all you're doing is fucking yourself.
Yeah. To be fair, like, even if it was his fault or whatever, I kind of hope he wins.
No, I hope he wins, yeah, definitely, especially against Adam Sandler, but...
No, but, like, because he did lose, you know, fingers.
So yeah, and obviously medical costs are insanely expensive.
So I do hope that
he gets something. Yeah, I hope he gets something. But I don't think he'll win.
No.
You know, people who have too much money always win in America.
Exactly.
In America.
Guillermo del Toro. Who we'll talk about probably next time because Pacific Rim is coming out. And it's going to be shitting awesome, despite what you say.
No, I am looking forward to it. No, I am looking forward to it. I just don't think they're going to do it right. I think what we're going to find is a film that's trying to copy mecha anime. Okay? And
there's the turdiest thing I've ever
heard.
And
I don't think anyone's been able to copy mecha anime well. Mecha anime.
Mecha anime.
Or just call it mecha if you want.
Mecha anime.
Like, because you can't do, in my opinion, you can't do live action mecha.
But what if they have managed to do it?
Well, you know, if they do, then I'll give them all credit for it. But at the moment, I'm skeptical. That's all I'm saying.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah, we're going to go see it. I'm just going to be skeptical.
I had an open mind.
We haven't seen a good film this year, so that's why I'm really fucking skeptical.
Despite what you think, I had an open mind when seeing the first Transformers movie, which you lent me back in the day.
Did I?
Which was a piece of shit.
No.
Oh, and compared to the other ones, it's Citizen Kane, but still.
By the way, I did not buy that film, someone just gave it to
me. Yeah, I know, you had it on the shitty, DVD art. But anyway, I just said Guillermo del Toro's name. I didn't even follow it, didn't
Okay, go.
Guillermo del Toro
is
working on a film called Slaughterhouse 5.
I've not seen any of the others.
No, it's not. It's not a sequel. That's the name.
I know.
Slaughterhouse 5.
I know.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. It's a sci-fi mindfuck film based on...
like Total Recall?
I guess. No, but it's like set during like World War II, and it's a guy think... Like there's some time travel involved, I think. Or like things in the future happening at the same time as the fountain, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, and he's going to work on that. It's an adaptation of a book.
Yeah.
With Charlie Kaufman.
Okay.
Who wrote fucked up shit, what did you write? Being John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be probably the weirdest movie to come up soon. But it looks good. It sounds good. I mean, there's no visuals of it yet. But anyway, in other Guillermo del Toro news, he wants Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, I like Benedict.
To play Frankenstein. Not the monster.
Yeah, of course, Doctor. Yeah. Is he a doctor? Doctor Frankenstein?
Yeah. Frankenstein is the doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
The monster is called Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. No, no, he's a good actor. Yeah. You know. I don't know if they really need to remake that
film again. No, but there's no need. There's no need. But they should, like the Robert De Niro one. Did you ever see that?
No, there was a what? There was a Robert De Niro Frankenstein?
Dude. Yeah, Kenneth Branagh made a Frankenstein movie with De Niro as the monster.
There's a way to make a Frankenstein film now, and that's to kind of set it. Set it today.
No.
Hang on. Listen up.
That's never good.
You set it today, but you don't make it literally Frankenstein. Do you know what I mean? You make it into a film that's kind of more of a homage to the story. So it's not that he
just make Frankenweenie. That was good. Frankenweenie.
Okay.
That was
I know, I get that. But it's like, but you make it so that it's set nowadays, you use kind of nowadays technology. It's not necessarily that he makes a monster, he could make something else.
I know, but I think at this point.
Do you see what I mean? Because the whole thing is about technology and how the advancement of technology being against humanity.
But that's the thing, they've done stuff like this. They've done like sci-fi films with similar ideas where they build a character.
Because it's kind of like any android film, you know, that has adverse effects. It's kind of like a Frankenstein film. And I know that's been done before, but I'm not saying it can't be done again. So,
like Splice. I don't think you've seen Splice. Which is hilariously.
I've seen bits of Splice.
Ridiculous.
And I think I don't need to see Splice to get what it's all about.
But there's a lot of Frankenstein in
that. That's kind of very Frankenstein.
But for me, like, it's with Sherlock Holmes. If you take away the gothic style of it, you've taken half of the fun away from it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's why the Robert Downey Jr. films are fun, because they still set it in that Sleepy Hollow? No, the Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, sorry.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like, if you take Frankenstein away from, like, the 30s in those big castles and shit.
Mm.
Well, it's not a castle, but anyway. If you take it away from that setting, it takes a lot out of it for me, the whole gothic part of it.
I see what you mean.
Because that's what I like about it. Yeah. That old film still stands up. It's so good.
Yeah.
Bride of Frankenstein's good as well.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Anyway, but, so he wants Cumberbatch for that. Because he's working with him on something. I don't know what. But yeah, he's good. He's a good actor.
So. No, I like. There's been a spate of really good British actors.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing to fucking do.
Now every superhero is going to be like from England.
Well, you know, I say that, but then someone pointed out I was wrong about one thing.
Oh, yeah?
What? Yeah.
You're never wrong.
No, I was wrong about something. I kept thinking for a long time that Michael Fassbender was British.
Yeah.
He's not. He's German-Irish.
Oh, okay.
All right, and
I knew he was, like, half German, but I didn't know about the Irish part.
Yeah, he's German-Irish, and
okay,
you know, I thought he was British, because obviously, like, he's in Inglourious Basterds, and he plays, like, a British spy, and he does it really well.
Yeah, he's really convincing.
And the thing is, though, he sort of mainly grew up in Ireland. I think he was born in Germany, but sort of grew up in Ireland, and he's got Irish family and stuff like that, but he's been in the UK for a long time as well.
But he doesn't have an accent at all.
He can do all those kind of accents.
Because Pierce Brosnan, even when he was James Bond, he was always like, "My name's Bond."
Yeah, yeah,
James Bond.
Well, yeah, it's like Connery as well. It's like he can never.
Oh, Connery.
He can never not do Scottish.
Connery,
even when he's Spanish.
Spanish or Russian, he's always like, "I'm Russian."
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yes. Actually, speaking of which, Christian Bale has announced that he will not be Batman again. We knew this.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. But he's confirmed it. Like, if they make a Justice League, he's not going to be
Batman. No, that's good. Because it's like, with those films, I think, like, a trilogy is a good amount of films before we get bored of the concept.
Or in Iron Man's case, two movies is fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I'm being harsh.
They could have done a good... Like, the third Iron Man could have been good, cause, yeah. But it was terribly, terribly shite.
Well, I've seen worse comic book movies, but it had some decent things
it's
in it.
It's up there. It's like top five worst comic book.
Is it? No.
Yeah.
No.
In top five for me.
It's not very good, but there's far worse films out there. Like,
well, Superman 3 or something.
Like Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Shut up, that ruins the Silver Surfer.
X-Men fucking 3 Origins.
Alright.
First Class. Sorry, I don't like First Class, it sucks. I don't know why you guys like it. But anyway, I'm not going to rant about that. At least they're making the X-Men film I want. Finally.
And it's going to be terrible. But anyway, this
it's going to be awesome. The Lone Ranger, which came out in America.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard about this.
It's already flopped in the US quite badly. Disney are expecting they might lose $150 million.
Wow.
$1 million.
Well, did it cost like $250 million to make?
Why do they keep doing this, Disney?
I don't know.
John Carter, yeah, let's put all our money in an unknown... Well, it's not unknown, but it's like something that's really hard to market. And it's like...
Oh, yeah, because seriously, like the people that it appeals to are over 40.
Yeah.
You know, because they're the ones who might have watched the original series when it was out.
Or like, let's put all our money in a fucking Western. It's just like, let's not.
I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it.
The only... Well, I really want to see it. I think it's going to be good.
I want to see it, but it's like... I'm just hoping Johnny Depp gets the idea to stop doing Disney films.
Yeah,
I think hope he's kind of, like, gotten over that. And like, okay, my kids have been served now. Let's move on.
Now he's being
greedy.
And
do something a little bit more challenging, a little bit more actor-esque, Methodist, whatever you want to call it.
Methodist.
Well, not Methodist. Method actor.
No, but he's too comfortable, I think, now.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, he knows there's a Tim Burton check around the corner. He knows there's a
Disney
check around
the corner. Yeah, but
no, he doesn't
have to do that. He could work with Coen Brothers. He could work with...
He should work.
You know, he could work with
like
Werner Herzog. I don't care. It's just like, he could work with some more, you know...
Just challenge.
Unusual directors. Yeah, challenging directors.
Challenge yourself a little bit. Yeah. Like... The one interesting thing he did lately was
even Cage has worked with Werner.
Yeah. And that was like his best film in years.
It is. It is like Bad Lieutenant's like one of the best Cage films.
But like even when he popped up in Dr. Parnassus, I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. That was just to help out finish the film because Heath Ledger died.
Yeah, yeah.
But even like that was good because that
he was playing a
different type of character. So more stuff like that. Work with Gilliam.
And Gilliam, don't stop with the 3D.
And also, take a pay cut. Like, you don't need more money.
Exactly.
Like, go work with Woody Allen or something. Yeah. Like, just for the hell of working with them.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, not Woody Allen, but anyway.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I just don't think the humour fits.
Oh, no, it doesn't. But that's just an example of that type of
thing. Yeah, no, I know what
you
mean.
Working with, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of heartbreaking in a way because I was really looking forward to The Lone Ranger. People have said that...
But it means there won't be a sequel, which is kind of a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, you don't put all your money on something that's based on the show that really not that many people would know about.
What, like The Green Hornet?
Like... That's a good point.
Oh, dear.
I'm like the only one who likes that movie, you know?
I know. There is one scene in that film I really love.
The James Franco scene.
Yeah, the James Franco
scene. That is a good scene.
James Franco keeps popping up in so many things. And his little brother now as well, Dave Franco. And I really love the Franco family. Because they're kind of like parodies of...
Of themselves.
Yeah, no, not just themselves, but other like leading men.
Yeah.
Like, who plays Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds.
Like, that's who, like, James Franco is kind of like a parody of people like Ryan Reynolds.
I guess.
You know, because Ryan Reynolds is not funny. No, he's not funny.
He's not funny and he's not very memorable.
No. So, that's the thing. It's kind of a parody of that kind of...
I'm kind of glad that they haven't moved ahead with the Deadpool movie. Because he was Deadpool in Wolverine Origins. Yeah. But they were going to make a movie, but then they were like, oh, but Ryan Reynolds is boring. Mm. So they're not sure about it now. But I really hope they make a Green Lantern 2. But I'm not going to go into that with you because I know you don't like them.
All right, cool, Victor. Next.
Yeah, make Green Lantern 2 now. Yeah, so Lone Ranger, I have some hopes for it. I'm going to try and ignore the fact it's a flop. Because John Carter, huge, huge flop. But it's kind of fun. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
Anyway, The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah. Well, he's cooking Hercules. He's making a Hercules film.
Really?
Yeah, he's posted...
Was Arnie in New York not enough?
He's not remaking Hercules in New York.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Oh, man, that'd be so good. You can't remake that movie. You just have to forget it.
No, you don't forget that film. No.
You can't forget it. He fights a bear in the park.
Oh,
well, a guy dressed as a bear.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's so good.
He's clearly, like, smaller than him
It's not a very fair fight. But yeah, he's tweeted a picture of him on the set. You just see The Rock from the back.
Maybe that's why he started beefing up. It wasn't necessarily for Fast and Furious.
I think it's for his career in general, because it was just like, yeah, I think there's a lack of action.
Yeah. He can always go back to like WWE if he ever wanted
to. He has at one point.
Yeah, I know. But he, well, again, then go back again.
Yeah, but now he's actually making, you know, big movies.
I don't mind him. I like him. He's like,
I don't mind
him. He's an action hero and he kind of fits. You know, it's like Vin Diesel as well. It's like, I don't expect great acting out of these people, but you know, I expect entertainment. Exactly, yeah. And they, you know, they deliver the one line as well and, you know, they're entertaining enough.
The Rock is entertaining. Like, yeah. I just hope he doesn't play The Rock in everything, but yeah. I mean, he was really good in Southland Tales.
I haven't seen that.
So. That movie makes no sense.
Oh, okay.
Just don't even try. Yeah. You'll just stop watching after 10 minutes. But The Rock is good in it. Anyway, so that he's working on Hercules with Brett Ratner.
Okay.
Director of movies. No, I think he's done the Rush Hour films and fucking
Have X-Men there been 3. Many Hercules films?
Not really. Well, there's been tons of Hercules films. But that was back in the 60s. And
yeah, I know. All right, then. Modern. I mean, since, like, the series Hercules.
Oh, God. But I'm, like, I'm kind of worried that Hercules is just going to be the Scorpion King. Because he, like...
Because
The Rock with long hair is the Scorpion
But it's not a spin-off, King. So there's at least that. You're not relying on another franchise in order to promote your film. So maybe they'll put a little bit of effort into
it. Maybe it'll be
But hopefully it won't be like the new Clash of the Titans or Wrath of the Titans. Hopefully it won't be...
Wrath of the Titans is awesome.
No, shut up.
Are you kidding me?
All those films suck.
Clash of the Titans sucks.
Yeah, but they all suck in comparison to their, you know, their older, you know, counterparts.
Just saying, leave Wrath of the Titans alone.
Whatever.
It is the shit.
Move on.
Now You See Me. A film we saw over the weekend.
Bloody hell.
You're not going to believe this. It's made nearly $170 million on a $75 million budget. It's a huge hit.
I can understand. You know what?
Really?
I can understand why that's happened.
Because there's nothing else out that week.
No, it's not just that.
Man of Steel sucks.
No, it's not just that. I've been thinking this for a while. Like, the last three or four years of film, right, is we're getting into that slump like that happens every sort of 20, 30 years, I guess. Yeah. Or, you know, where studios, big studios, kind of play it safe. Like, all the studios, like Disney and Paramount...
Except Disney. Disney are not playing it safe.
No, they are. They think they're playing it safe. This is the thing. They think they're playing it safe by bringing out Pixar-esque film after Pixar-esque film, you know, and all these other franchises. Like, if The Lone Ranger was just a Western with no franchise attached to it, like, old, even if it's an old franchise, it never would have got made.
Yeah.
Right? Because Disney doesn't take chances on, or they think they're not taking chances on this stuff.
But it's not like there was a huge rush. The only reason they put so much money into Lone Ranger is because it's like, just make it like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Western Pirates. Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't work. So all these studios think they're playing it safe. But by playing it safe makes films really boring.
Yeah.
Really boring. People get tired of it. So when they see something different.
Yeah, okay.
It, no matter how crazy and silly it might be, you know.
Which that movie is.
Yeah, which it is. People go for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they go watch it just on the off chance. Because they, look, I know, like, everyone's, oh, cinema's in decline and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, because the films are shit. Not because people don't want to go to the cinema, but because the industry itself isn't doing what audiences want, which is something new, different, challenging, yeah. And I mean, and entertaining. Not every single film a 12A, you know, yeah. Make some fucking 18 films or some proper Universal or E-rated films. Make some proper, like, good story films like Pixar did in the 90s and, you know, like Scorsese did back in the 60s, you know, it's like...
I like how you went from Pixar to Scorsese.
Well, no, it's like, I'm saying that because both those people revitalized, both those kind of groups of people revitalize cinema-going experiences, you know? And we haven't had that in a while, you know?
I mean, we are in the slump because a lot of the blockbusters were based around comic books last year and stuff.
Well, yeah, and for the past few years.
They were like Avengers, DC, like,
because what was the first film to do all that? I think it was X-Men, wasn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, X-Men was the first...
Spider-Man, 2002. But no, X-Men was before. 1 year before, I think.
Yeah, I think... I might be wrong on this, but no, I think, like, right. I think X-Men was the first film to sort of bring back comic books into the limelight.
And then Spider-Man was just like, we can make people fly around and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that opened up a whole new...
Yeah, and it was all Marvel. I mean, it was just all Marvel
But
stuff.
Now...
It's too many. It's too many now.
Now we've got, like, after the Avengers, where the whole kind of novelties happened, and Iron Man 3 wasn't good, Man of Steel wasn't good, we're kind of just like, meh, let's go watch fucking Magicians fight the FBI, I guess.
Exactly.
So then they're like, that's different, at least.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. That's why people... But 170 million, fuck.
Great. Jesus. No, because even if that film...
The Lone Ranger, all the money lost in the Lone Ranger went to those fucking Magicians.
Well, they were probably out at a similar time in America, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway. No, but what it will hopefully do is just make some studio heads... You know, think, okay, we need to do something alternative.
Let's
you talk. Know, even if they don't like the film, the people who want to make money will be like, oh shit, we need to stop doing Lone Ranger type stuff, and we need to start doing...
But then they might
you
know, think...
It, now you see me touch.
They might think the wrong way. They might think, oh, the reason people like that is because we put, like, a huge cast in there. It's like, oh,
but that cast isn't, like, amazing. Cast is not...
It's a solid
A grade. Yeah. It's solid to us because we like some of the old actors, films and some of the actors, but they're not really well known.
No, but they've got the cast of The Dark Knight crossed with the cast of Zombieland. And it's fucking, you've got the cult aspect.
Dark Knight?
Yeah, you've got Alfred and Lucius Fox in there.
Oh, come on. No, you can't define those two people by,
they've done... I
define Morgan
now.
Freeman by Shawshank, and I define Michael Caine by his old 70 film, British 70 film.
But that is like the fourth film they've done together.
That's true. It's true. All right. Films. I see what you mean in that sense.
Yeah.
But Dave Franco. Anyway, we've got to start with this film. We'll review it properly another time.
Yeah. But anyway, our short review is absolutely ridiculous.
Kind
of fun in that sense.
Yeah. Worth seeing. I actually.
If you want a good laugh, it's a good one. Next news: Tim Burton assembles his cast for new film Big Eyes, which is about it's more like a biopic type of thing about an artist who painted lots of children with huge eyes.
Cool.
And it looks like his most original film in a long time. It looks...
I hope Depp's not in it.
He's not. He's assembling his
I
cast.
I hope Helen Bonham Carter's not in it.
No.
Good.
So far, it's an interesting cast. You've got Amy Adams. You've got Christoph Waltz.
Yay.
Fucking awesome.
Love that guy.
Stop saying yay. you've got Terrence Stamp, also known as Neil before Zod. The original Zod.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Not the better Zod.
And you've Michael got... Shannon. No. He's not the better Zod.
I love Michael Shannon, sorry.
He's a decent Zod, but come on.
Now that I've discovered Michael Shannon, I need to either go back and watch his films.
I really want to watch...
In my kind of book, he can make me go see a film.
Yeah.
His name.
But he's been around for a while. I remember...
No, I know. That's the thing. He's been off my radar.
The first time I kind of noticed him was Bad Lieutenant. He was one of the cops.
Was he? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
He's the cop that's just like...
Dude. But has he ever had like a big major role like that before?
No, not like that.
Okay.
He was in a kind of indie movie recently, Take Shelter, which I really wanted to see.
Okay.
It looked really interesting, but I need to go back and watch the action.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you've got these guys, got Jason Schwartzman and Danny Houston in it as well. So it looks like an original cast.
Cool.
And it looks like Tim Burton is going in a direction that's good. Like he's not...
Dark.
Well...
back to dark.
Kind of more like... offbeat, but not obviously so. Like, yeah. not Johnny Depp again with Helena Bonham Carter. Not a remake of anything. Not an adaptation of his own stuff. And it's written by the people who wrote Ed Wood, which was a really good film.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed that this one isn't too bad.
Okay.
And finally, James Cameron has been complaining that 3D is being pushed on movies that don't need it. Avatar. That,
yeah, exactly.
Coming from the guy who made Titanic 3D, fuck you! God damn it, this guy. He's just like, yeah, some people use it, like Man of Steel and stuff, when they shouldn't really be using it. It's not real 3D. Okay, fine, I agree.
Yeah, but...
But Titanic 3D, you piece of shit. What the fuck was that? He has no right.
I know, I don't.
No right.
I don't... That guy is...
Let's take a disaster from 1912 and make it into a cheesy romance with CGI.
It's...
And then make it 3D.
All right, hang on.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. There's one thing we need to remember about Cameron, all right? Is that back in the day, he did make some really good films.
He did make, yeah.
This is why it's so painful.
I know.
To, like, listen to him now and to see the films that he's made later in his career.
He's become the preachiest.
I know, and this is the thing, it's like, it feels like a lot of everything, like Titanic and Avatar being the biggest grossing films of all time, it feels like it's gone to his head.
Yeah, I think
As if he thinks he's like fucking Kubrick, you know, you're not, you can't be that arrogant, okay, because you are not, I mean, you're important in terms of sales, yeah.
I bet if you talk to him now about Terminator, he'll probably be like, oh, that's some stuff I did as a...
Exactly.
He'll probably dismiss it.
Yeah,
you haven't done...
No, anything. It's all about Avatar and Titanic.
It's like, you haven't done any better since, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so...
It's like Ridley Scott has never done better than Blade Runner. I mean, you know...
Sadly, yeah.
And he probably never will, to be honest. I don't think... No. You know, I don't think he ever
And
will.
Prometheus... For me, it was probably the best film in a while.
Very few directors can create lots of good films.
I think Ridley Scott sticks to what he knows and is good at, sci-fi.
No. If someone goes up to him and say, you've got to make this for a few million, you can't make... This is not... We're not going to give you, like, 200 million anymore. We're going to give you a few million, go make a film. Then maybe, hopefully, the restriction would be... good enough kind of motivation to make something a bit better.
Some limits.
You know, because limitations help a lot of the time. Competition can help a lot of the time as well.
I agree.
His name's too big, you know, and, you know...
The world's too big, Jamie.
No, I think a good idea to see if a film should do well, you don't name the director or... have a pseudonym.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, have a pseudonym and see if the film does well, because...
Scott Release. I don't know.
Just have a pseudonym and then let release it, and then say afterwards, "Oh, this was
Ridley Scott." Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's just take a pay cut, guys. Jesus.
Yeah.
Even for your projects, like. Yeah. There were some trailers released, including Curse of Chucky. There's a new Chucky movie. Do you remember those movies?
Yeah.
Child's Play.
I like Chucky.
There's a new Chucky movie. It's straight to Blu-ray. Like, yeah, it's not gonna be at the cinema. It looks pretty great. Because they haven't rebooted it. They were going to reboot it. But I'm happy they made a sequel.
But anyone can make a Chucky film. This is the thing.
Although it doesn't really look like a sequel. It kind of feels a bit like a reboot. Mm. But I'm just happy that, you know, they're kind of milking that even more than they already
Yeah. Anyway, next.
But yeah.
like pointless.
Have you seen the new trailer for Only God Forgives? Which is the new Ryan Gosling movie?
Oh, jeez.
From the same people who made Drive.
Oh.
And it's got that same kind of like neon lit kind of.
Yeah. Oh, God. If it's got the music as well. Because I tell you what, the thing about
that
Drive.
That sounds like it's good.
I friggin' love the music in Drive.
It is good.
That is. That kind of music, that kind of pop 80s music, is like, for me, like some of the best music.
The opening titles of Drive were like some of the most fun I've had.
I know.
That year.
I know.
Movies. It was just really cool.
But then when you look at Drive, because it's a good film, right? And I came to it late because I wasn't sold on the premise, because the premise is dude driving. Well, like this, no, the premise, like the way the trailer was done in the marketing, it's just like, oh, dude's driving. But then you actually watch the film and it's really deep.
It's quite,
you know,
gripping and stuff. Yeah. No, I do like that movie.
It's the epitome of not overacting, you know, exactly. Just like subtlety.
But Only God Forgives looks like it's more of like a revenge thriller, which might be cool as well, in a different way.
There's another guy that makes me go and see a film.
What?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He makes me go see a film.
Sorry. Well, recently, when he was in movies
pre-Drive. Yeah, it's pre-Drive.
I barely knew he existed. But
again, it will have to be someone I'll have to go back through their catalogue.
But after Drive, he's just made good movies. Mm. Like, even Gangster Squad was good. I mean, I liked it. What was that? The Ides of March with George Clooney. That was a good movie. So, yeah. High hopes for this one. I haven't seen that Bradley Cooper one that you were going to
see. The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah, really need to see that.
Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
The Box Trolls. Now,
what?
There's an animated film called The Box Trolls.
Okay.
It's about these trolls that are boxes.
Is it from Sweden?
No.
Or Norway or Finland?
Trolls!
Yeah, where's Trolls from?
I don't.
Is it Sweden? I can't remember.
It just looks like so weird.
That's
all I gotta say about this. Box Trolls? Come on. There's gotta be better ideas out there.
On a side note, if you want to see a really kind of funny but good film, Trolls are brilliant.
No, Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, not Trolls is a different film. Troll Hunter, I really like that film.
It depends. Some people don't get it. But like,
I don't care if you don't get it. Yeah. I think it's a good film.
Chances are you'll like it. I really like it.
Mm.
There wasn't a trailer for it, but they did show one clip of. They released a clip of Nymphomaniac, which is the new Lars von Trier movie. And that clip, nothing happens. It's just a girl on a train who kind of decides to have sex with some guy.
Yeah.
And then they mention a box of chocolates. They're like, it's going to be just like a box of chocolates. And then that's it. Great. It says Nymphomaniac with the kind of vagina logo they've got.
No. Didn't you see that other clip where it's two women talking?
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, and no. It's kind of you go up and you talk, and she says, What about? I'll just let it happen, and then you go have sex.
Yeah,
and it's just like the dialogue seemed totally divorced from reality.
No, but that's the thing with his films, you can't take a piece of dialogue out.
No,
of context,
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
It builds. I know. I get it. It kind of builds up, and I'm sure the film will explain the kind of premise. But I have issues with Lars von Trier anyway, and I think a lot of people do as well, in different ways. Okay, I don't have a problem with Lars von Trier making films. I don't have a problem with him making controversial films.
His films make you uncomfortable. I think that's the.
No, it's not. No, I don't have problems with films that make you feel uncomfortable. I have problems with films that deliberately do that. Deliberately go, that seem to go out of their way to do it. And he does it as well. Like,
it's only
his
really
rhetoric comes out as being quite kind of condescending. Like, he does he does it himself by kind of, he kind of comes across as going, well, you just don't get it.
I guess.
You know, kind of attitude.
But it's only with Antichrist that he's really pushed the boundaries with that. Because it is a hugely pretentious movie, but it's also like really good. So like when I came out, I was just like, I don't know whether I hate it or love it. Like I was just kind of like, but it is an experience. Like he makes experience movies now.
Yeah, okay.
Or concept movies like Dogville. Yeah. But yeah,
I don't know. I prefer films if they're gonna be challenging to be slightly more indirect about it, because to me that's a really good sign. That's a sign of really good writing, is when someone can invoke something without actually directly going.
You should watch Melancholia. That's a good movie.
Yeah, okay.
You might like. There's nothing graphic in it. It's just a good movie.
It's not necessarily about something graphic. It's also about kind of challenging the audience without directly going, oh, here it is. Here's the thing. But actually, kind of, because like I go back to something like Psycho. Where in Psycho, like, Hitchcock wasn't allowed to show the knife
going in,
hitting the girl in the shower, in the famous shower scene. And he doesn't. He does it in such a way that you have the knife, you have the bad guy, you have the girl, you have all the elements.
I don't think he would have anyway. It's not really his thing. It's not really his style. Maybe he wanted for this one, but
No. I don't think it was his style either. No. But at the same time, he was able to make people think that happened.
Yeah.
Without it actually happening.
Well, it gets like it's really well shot. I mean, he designed that sequence so well.
I mean,
when Gus Van Sant tried to do the same, he added a shot of a bird and shit.
Fun fact: the music, it was not initially his idea.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was his sound guy's or composer's idea to do it that way, to do the music that way. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. Anyway, moving on.
They're not going to do better than Psycho. But yeah, looking forward to Nymphomaniac. And there was a TV spot for Riddick, but nothing much to say about that. It's just...
I'm looking forward to it.
It looks like Pitch Black.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. It's got to be like a prequel or a...
I still don't know what they're doing with it.
Like, in between film.
Yeah, I just know that Starbuck from fucking Battlestar Galactica is in it. That's all I know. That show sucks, by the way. Yeah, I went there. All right, now let's go to... God, I don't even know what to do now. Oh, yes, let's go to the big review.
Terry, what is this?
It's the scene worldwide. Is anyone doing better than we are?
So, the big review this week is... a bit late, but it is World War Z. The new Brad Pitt genre movie.
Which I had high hopes for. When I saw the trailer, I had...
Really?
Yeah, no, when I saw the trailer, in the initial trailer, I had high hopes for it.
Okay.
Because I think no one's done a zombie epic, right? Kind of tried to combine those genres.
Not very often.
And I thought, well, you know, we could give it a go.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen it, I kind of have to say one thing straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
It might be Brad Pitt's worst film. I think it might be his worst film.
It's right down there, yeah.
I mean, at least in terms of, like, his script, his direction maybe. Because we know he's not a bad actor, so we can only assume that the direction was bad and that the script was bad.
He was bad.
But you say that, but it's like I don't know how I can believe that, because he's versatile. I mean, it's like,
I know.
I don't like to criticize him because he's done so many good films.
I mean, at best, you know, Brad Pitt is really good. At worst, he's really bland, and he is in this movie.
It's boring.
Like, he actually starts
in this film.
He starts acting like 10 minutes from the end.
Yeah,
for like a minute and a half.
There's like an element here and there in the film that's good.
Yeah.
But...
I mean,
yeah,
I have...
This film.
The big problem I had with that movie was the first half hour.
Was unnecessary. Completely unnecessary.
First of all, don't go see this in 3D.
It's a pointless.
It's awful 3D, first of all. It's too dark. The first half hour, honestly...
Yeah. The
combination of shaky cam...
Yeah.
The dark fucking...
Barely see anything.
Dark corridors. bad 3D. It's
the whole shaking cam, that's a trend at the moment. I mean, that's a trend. Second of all, the whole dark 3D thing, that is an old problem from when 3D films started.
That was even the problem in Man of Steel.
The reason why we used to have that problem with dark 3D films was the technology, the way they used to do 3D films. I'm not talking blue and green. I'm talking the real 3D, whatever technology we're using currently. Early those types, like Avatar. Like, the reasons why they were dark was because you had to wear the glasses, first of all, and they were quite dark. And the projectors themselves also darkened the image. But this is just dark. It's like, it looks like it's deliberately dark.
But that's the thing. It can work. Like, Dread 3D was...
Exactly. You can have 3D contrast.
Because they're like...
Yeah. But this is just dark.
They colorized the shots just right.
Very red looking.
That even when they're walking down... when they're walking down dark corridors...
Keep coming back to Dread.
Yeah, I know. It still... It gives it depth. Whereas something like Pirates of the Caribbean 4 or fucking Man of Steel... A film which they've drained the color from it, from the suit, from everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you make it 3D on top of that, and there's a lot of blur vision and all that stuff, that sucks.
Shaky cam blur vision doesn't work in 3D anyway.
No.
Because the processing, the way you get that to be 3D, doesn't work anyway.
That first half hour was incomprehensible. It was just really bad.
Yeah.
Just bland acting. Just really bad.
It's just a plot point. It's just a way which they didn't need to do, but it was the whole half hour, the first half hour was to give Brad Pitt motivation.
Oh yeah, let's have him, and he's got a wife, and he's got kids, and he cares about them. So he has to.
One of them's asthmatic.
Yeah, it's signs all over again. So it's like, let's put them on a boat and forget about them.
Yeah, no, so that's like, exactly what the.
Hey, I've got a better idea. Let's not have them there at all.
You kind of feel like maybe they did the script and then they kind of went, we can't really have the family tag along all the time.
I guess, but that's the thing.
Oh, we'll stick them on a boat.
They're thinking about it too generically. Yeah. Okay. That's not interesting. That's not interesting writing. Let's have a guy with a family, puts the family on the boat, goes on his own. That's not interesting.
Do you know what? The film should have started...
Have the family die early on, become zombies, and then there's a conflict there. Something like that.
That film should have started in Israel. Like, that should have been the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
When it gets to Israel, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It gets fun. Yeah.
But if I think the film concentrated on that scene in Israel, which I do think is actually not bad of a scene... But it is silly. It's very silly. But it could have been done well.
Like, the part of it, they get to Israel, and somehow some guy got a memo that said zombie in it, and he's just like, I had to assume it was correct. And you're just
his explanation's okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The ridiculous point of it is, in Israel, we are kind of assuming you know a bit about the film, also spoiler alert on everything we've already said.
There's nothing to spoil in that movie.
I know, whatever. But in Israel, they build a fucking huge fuck-off wall.
Yeah.
They've done that before, by the way.
Yeah, suddenly it gets all political. It's just like, let's talk about current issues. It's let's not. Let's talk about zombies.
Like, the massive plot hole in this film is that Israel built a huge fuck-off wall around Jerusalem.
And no one fucking knew.
And no one, like, thought... And they did it for years.
Yeah.
And no one thought, why the fuck are they building a huge... Oh, is it to keep the Palestinians out? No.
No, because...
It's for zombies.
I mean...
And apparently zombies are the answer to peace in the Middle East.
The silly part. That's the really silly part. Because Israelis and Palestinians go in that walled area.
Yeah.
And they're best friends.
Yeah.
They got, like, the answer to saving Israel, Palestine, whatever, is zombies.
Yeah.
That's what this movie
Well, you says. Say that, but everyone dies.
Yeah, because they start clapping. Because zombies, in this movie anyway, are attracted to sound.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous enough when you think about it for 2 seconds.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's.
I don't have a problem with that.
Everything makes sound.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, the reason why I don't have a problem with that, is because there is one good scene in this whole film. In fact, if the whole film was a short film, right, and it was just Israel and the World Health Organization building, that could be it. Do you know what? The whole film could have been the scene in Israel and the World Health Organization, and that would have been a good short film.
A good short film, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because... And rework Brad Pitt's part. But the thing is, because you don't need the family, you don't need the whole so-called origin story of zombies. You don't need it. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, you just need them combating... You know, thing. But then when they get to the World Health Organization, it turns into 28 Days Later.
Yeah, it does.
That's exactly... And then we go, oh yeah, actually, 28 Days Later was a good zombie film.
It becomes a completely different movie. And it's actually... It wants to be too many things. It wants to be like an epic War of the Worlds
film. Yeah, yeah, that's
what it wants to be a subtle kind of suspenseful corridors in the hospital.
But it also wants to be kind of moral as well. It wants to be kind of moral. Yeah,
and then it
film.
Wants to have morals and talk about politics and shit. Yeah. And then it wants to be this really fun, there's zombies on the plane type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome. I gotta give them that. Zombies on the plane was fun. That scene.
I don't know. I don't like that scene only because apparently everyone dies except Brad Pitt and the person he's with.
Exactly.
Who he cut the fucking hand off.
Yeah, that was brutal.
But that, I don't mind that. Actually.
No, that was alright.
Yeah.
But at least, I mean...
This film's a 12A.
That's a 12A, yeah.
But another fucking 12A film.
Yeah, they've made a zombie movie with no blood.
Yep.
That's like making a vampire movie. Oh, Twilight, I remember.
Yeah.
With no fucking blood.
So no.
It's just fucking silly.
Your reference should be to the fact that it's called Twilight and the zombies... You know, go all sparkly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you make a 12A film.
That would be awesome.
It's not even 12A. That's a U, isn't it? That whole... Or E for American. You know,
what, Twilight?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It should be, anyway. Oof. It's, Oh, God. Don't remind me of Twilight. Yeah. So, World War Z, like, it's...
I can't recommend it. This is the thing. No. It's like, even though it's got a tiny bits of goodness...
Yeah.
In there,
it's got some funny bits.
I can't recommend it.
It's got some unintentionally funny moments. Like there's a scientist guy, who's like built up. Oh, he's our only hope of finding a cure, and then he falls on his own gun.
There's too big a difference.
What the fuck?
I know that was ridiculously so. There's too big a difference in my mind between the CGI zombies, and the actual zombies that are played by humans.
That's true.
The zombies that are played by humans look great. They move well. And they kind of
it still looks like makeup and
no, that's fine. The shots, but they convey a zombie-esque feel that kind of you can be fearful of.
They actually feels a lot like a video game. That last part,
I don't mind that.
Where you have to kind of sneak through the shadows and stuff and not make a sound, otherwise they turn. It's like
talking of video games, right?
AI or games.
You probably haven't played it, but there's a game series called Dead Rising.
I have not.
Right, there's Dead Rising 1 and 2. And Dead Rising 3 is like coming out on the next gen consoles and looks not that great.
You can't rant on video games.
No, I'm not going to. It's related. Like Dead Rising 1 and 2 are like comedy zombie films where there's loads of zombies everywhere. They move kind of slow. Some of them move a little bit faster. And you just go around hacking them down like it's a silly the second Dead Rising 2 is set in a mall. And it's kind of like Mall of America type thing, and you go and you.
Well, there was a zombie movie,
and it's fun.
There was a classic zombie movie in the mall. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like, I don't know. It was like Dawn of the Dead, but it wasn't Dawn of the Dead.
But my point I'm trying to get at is that I don't mind films trying to do, because we've got a lot of zombie films. I know. I don't mind zombie films coming along that are trying to do something different, right? And I know this one was trying to do the whole epic thing. But as you said, it was trying to do too many things at once.
Yeah.
And if they just concentrated on some on a couple elements and also reworked the kind of dialogue of it.
It's just...
It could have been good, but it's just not.
It's got two main problems. One, the directing, the shaky cam, all that shit, that's awful. And the 3D. So visually, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And it's just bad writing. Yeah. It's just uninteresting bad writing. And otherwise it's I don't hate it. It's got some fun moments and the second act is quite entertaining. But first half hour, piece of shit.
Pointless.
Last half hour, fine, but kinda boring.
Yeah.
So meh. It is all I've gotta say.
Sequel?
Yes, they're making one. I don't know why.
It won't have Brad Pitt.
No. I don't think it is. Although, no. I think... You said last time that they might have Brad Pitt. But I don't think they will.
No. What I meant was... I don't mean they might have Brad Pitt.
He might pop up.
He like, might. Briefly, yeah. What they might do is they might do a parallel story and therefore reference the first film and inadvertently show Brad Pitt showing bits of the first film.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like, they might go the whole way of doing a cheap sequel type thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I don't think... Unless they make it good. Don't know if I'll see World War Z2. And don't call it that.
Z2?
Don't call it World War Z2. But yeah, otherwise, I don't know if I... I don't really recommend it. Definitely don't go see it at the cinema. Just rent it. Watch it on TV.
World War ZZ.
I'm going to kill you. You piece of shit.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, let's move on to The Big Recall. The Big Recall, if you don't know, is where we recommend a film to watch, like a retro film or, you know, pre-2000. Anyway. And
God, that's what goes for retro now.
Yeah, I know. And we recommend one not to watch because it's ass. So, should I start? Do you want to start?
I'm going to start.
All right. You're picking a film to not recommend.
Yeah. Okay. Now...
Go on.
When this film came out, there was a
boring.
Bit of, there was a bit of there was quite a bit of hype around it. I don't know if it did well or not, but anyway, when I first watched it, I kind of enjoyed it because it was kind of geeky.
Did it make you feel warm?
Hang on.
It make you feel warm?
No.
Okay.
But it was kind of geeky, and I was kind of geeky at the time as well. So I thought, yeah, you know, I kind of like
it.
But I rewatched it not too long ago, all right? And it's got to be one of the most dated films I've ever seen. And now I realize, with more of a critical eye in my older age, that it's quite a bad film.
Okay.
The film is called Hackers. It's 1995. It's starring Angelina Jolie and Johnny Lee Miller. Fuck knows who that is anymore.
He's the guy from that film.
All right, it's about a group of people, right, that kind of...
Are they hackers?
Well, yeah, that's about it, to be honest. I think they're supposed to be... They're kind of like Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Like you've heard of the group Anonymous.
Yeah. It's where Shakespeare's not really Shakespeare.
Yeah, you're trying shit.
No, Anonymous. Anonymous.
Shut up. Anonymous, the they're like moral hackers. And it's like, these guys are trying to be sort of, you know, moral-esque hacker type thing. But anyway, the hackers were kind of like cool at the time, right?
I keep confusing hackers with that Winona Ryder film.
Which, what are you talking
about? I don't know. There's a Winona Ryder film that was also about computer hackers or stuff like that. What was it called?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry. One of the films that kind of started this all off was Lawnmower Man. With its kind of graphics in it that were kind of weird, but also...
Virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality type stuff. So anyway, Hackers came along, and when you kind of watch it again now... And they go through this one scene, which I think is brilliant, where Angelina Jolie kind of... She doesn't deliberate herself, but someone else does anyway. I can't remember
the scene exactly.
Yeah, I know. They kind of show off... She doesn't wear a bra throughout the whole film. She kind of shows off her laptop that she's got. And like they actually kind of go specifically through the specs.
Okay.
Of the laptop to kind of, ooh, look at us.
It's got 12 megabytes.
Yeah, I know. It's got like a 28K modem or something, you know, something really shit. But like they do it because it's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Ooh. Ah.
And like,
even though we had better technology at the time.
Yeah, they're like, they make these.
By the way, this is 1995 when laptops were fucking shite.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And all of these people hack using laptops. on roller skates. You know, it's just, it's really fucking, I say don't watch it, but if you want to see really kind of nostalgic, dated technology,
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like, I couldn't give a shit, I'm not that geeky.
I mean, it's hard to be nostalgic about the 90s a lot of the time, because the 90s are really uncool.
No, but you can be nostalgic about certain things.
But about the technology and stuff.
Video
like
games
that, yeah.
is one of them.
Definitely, definitely.
Video games is one of them, and kind of technology is another. Because
I agree,
technology has moved so fucking quickly in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? We can start to be nostalgic about it, even though it's not that long ago. You know, you can be nostalgic about brick phones when that was just, you know, that was late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what? You know? That's, I mean, the internet has only been commercially available since 1991. I probably only had the internet since 94 or something like that. So, you know, but we can be nostalgic about it. I mean, YouTube's like 2002 when that, you know, first started. So, you know, anyway. Don't watch this film if you don't care about dated technology, because everything else about this film everything else about this film is silly or pointless, because it feels like an advertisement for technology in some ways. But anyway,
yeah,
that's my film not to watch. What's your film to watch?
My film to watch is Return to Oz, the 1985 sequel to The Wizard of Oz. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
I used to rent that movie.
That I saw it.
On video.
Oh.
All the time as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it. It's fucking dark.
Yeah.
Like, the movie starts, the original film was kind of, it had its dark moments, but it was more like, it was a proper fantasy. This one, it starts off pretty harsh. Yeah. Like, you've got Dorothy, her, like, aunt thinks she's fucking insane, because she keeps talking about Oz, and she's like, yeah, Oz. Yeah, let's take her to a fucking institution. So then they take Dorothy to a mental institution, and where she's gonna undergo like electroshock treatment. And there's these people with like fucking squeaky wheels on their trolleys. They're like, it's fucking terrifying. And then she gets to Oz, and Oz is all fucked up. Like, everyone's been turned to stone. There's like a rock, like a guy made of rock running the whole place. Yeah. With a witch, and it's even Oz is fucked.
So when did the original come out?
It's like 1933.
Oh right, okay.
It looks amazing for the time, but yeah.
So it's quite a bit of time after.
Yeah, yeah. This one's 1985.
Yeah,
that's a year before I was born. So it shouldn't be good.
Yeah,
but it really is. Yeah. It's so dark and such a different way of telling that story.
Yeah.
You've got new characters. There's old characters pop up as well.
I do like the world of Oz. You know, I think it's...
That whole mythology.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a good world, especially sort of the main character and you know, the sort of the roles that people have. I kind of like... Wizard of Oz the original is a very important film when you analyze it, because you've got a female main character, which is quite rare.
Yeah,
a young female main character is quite rare, who actually leads the film, who is powerful, makes the whole film what it is.
You know what the best line of the original film is?
What?
Well, she's walking around and there's trees with apples, and she's like, apples. She's like super excited about fucking apples.
But my point is of the time, it was very different. You know?
Yeah,
and
I love that movie.
And
I love the original.
But anyway,
The Return to Oz is definitely more me. It's like if I was to make a return, like a Oz movie, it'd be that movie.
Yeah,
it's just, I mean, it's twisted and quite scary for children.
What was the most recent Oz film?
The Great and Powerful Oz.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen that.
That's
Have
right.
you seen it?
Yeah. It's not bad. Okay. It's not bad. But this one's better. Mm. And people kind of dismissed it when it came out, but it's a really interesting fantasy film. Like, I haven't seen many fantasy films that did it that well. The music's really strange, but really memorable. And it also ends up being kind of bittersweet.
Okay.
Which a lot of these movies are not usually. They kind of end really well.
The original was, you know.
That's fine. She wakes up. It's like, oh, I had a dream and you were there and you were there. And it's like, she's fine. Whereas this one, she's...
But it deals with death. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I guess. But like...
It's meant to be a children's film, but it kind of deals with death.
This one deals with the idea that she might just be, like, fucked up, like, mentally.
Oh, right.
And that she... Yeah.
It's just the end shot is someone in a coma in a hospital.
No,
no, I'm joking.
At the end, I don't want to reveal the end. You should really go and see it. I mean, if you like the original Wizard of Oz, don't expect the same thing again.
No.
But if you have kind of a...
Is it a musical?
No. That's the other thing that... God, it's might so be long good for you.
Seen
it. You it's might like it even better time. Than the original because there's no songs.
I know. God.
Really good new characters. There's a scene in it that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Where there's this witch that can take off her head. She's got like a whole room full of heads.
God.
Living heads.
I need to rewatch this.
And there's one point where she goes to sleep, she doesn't wear a head. It's just her body. And at one point, one of the heads screams.
Mm.
She's like in a glass case. And the head's like, ah! And then the body of the witch rises up from the bed with no head. It's fucking scary, man. Just thinking about it. Anyway, it's a great twisted fantasy film and completely underrated. Definitely go and check it out.
All right.
So, yeah. So, that's The Big Recall. Again, no one's guessed the Big Game, where I usually sing as William Shatner a song and you have to guess what it is. So... I'm going to post the last time we did it.
Okay.
Right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, The Big Game. Rising up. Back on the street. Did my time. Took my chances. Went the distance. Now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. All right. So if you know what the song is, please let us know. Either on Twitter, you can find me at the Retro Critic. I forgot my own name there. Not that that's my name, but yeah.
We can have it changed.
Exactly. Probably will. And or you can send us an email. God, I'm...
So it's third 2001.
I know. Email. It's bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com. So if you send us an email there with your answer to what I Shat Myself was about, like what song I was singing, then let us know and you'll get a shout out next week. Speaking of shoutouts, do you have any this week?
Who have I been watching on YouTube?
Oh, good.
I always go to YouTube. Yeah. I love... Well, okay. It's not just specifically YouTube that I love, but I do love the way that
you
works.
You can't shout out YouTube. Yeah, follow
YouTube. Oh, yeah.
Go on Twitter.
All of YouTube. All of it.
Go to @ YouTube on Twitter.
On Twitter. Do you know what? I have not... Look to that. Does YouTube have a Facebook page?
I'm sure
it does. And if it does, that just seems weird.
I think Twitter has a Twitter account.
Really? Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, of course it would. I mean, YouTube has a YouTube channel.
And you
that really? Actually doesn't have that many subscribers.
What the fuck?
I know. It's like it's
YouTube is a channel.
Yeah, YouTube is a channel. It's kind of a flop.
So what did your shout out?
Oh, I haven't got anything.
You can shout out your cat. What's your cat's name?
Shut up. I'm not shouting out my cat's name.
Come on.
No, because everyone takes the mickey.
It's a nice cat. It drools, but it's nice. It does.
My cat's name is Tikka.
Tikka.
But not like chicken tikka masala, which is everyone fucking joking. Oh, like chicken tikka masala. Yeah. No, Tikka in Punjabi, which is a language... In India, for the area of the Punjab, which is northern India, it means beautiful. Okay. right?
So you have a beautiful cat.
Yeah. Sorry
you,
for
you
the...
You just got an email. Your cat just emailed you and he's saying, stop talking about me, you fat... Oh my God, it's so fucking rude, your cat.
Shut up.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Fuck your cat, man. It's fucking homophobic. I think your cat is peeing.
Do your shout-out. Do your shout-out.
My shout-out is a website that I actually write for. It's a retro gaming website, and they're called One More Castle. You can follow them on Twitter at One More Castle, or go to onemorecastle.com, and I'll shout-out myself.
The princess is not in this castle.
Yes. I also shout-out myself at The Retro Critic, which I did already. And you can find me on my blog, retrocriticblog.blogspot.com. You see?
Nah.
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 And thanks for joining us again. Yeah. We mean it from the heart of our bottoms. Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next time with a review of... Oh, it's Pacific Rim. Yay, man. Unless you really want us to talk more about Now You See Me, but I don't think you do.
No. No one wants to hear about that.
Isla Fisher floats in a bubble at one point.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So good.